Thank you. Hi there, for your great audience. Welcome. I'm Veronica VA, and we have a great show for you today on Understanding Your Veterans Affairs. Now, most of you in the studio audience are Department of Veterans Affairs employees, right? Now, suppose you have a business or software problem. You want a solution, and you need IT support. Here to help is our special guest, Marie Corcoran, an expert from VA's Office of Health Information. So please put your hands together and welcome Marie Corcoran.
Thank you, Veronica.
Marie, let's say you work for VA, which of course you do, and you want to improve the work performance of your office, mm-hmm. which in turn will better serve the American veteran, right?
Yes.
So, you've identified a problem area, and you've earmarked an IT solution to improve productivity. Or perhaps you've even identified a change needed to enhance the legacy system, Vista.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next?
NSR happens next, Veronica. The new service request was developed by the Office of Health Information Enterprise Systems Management Office, lovingly known as ESM.
Uh-huh.
It's a formal submission process to request some IT help you need to improve your work performance, like a software enhancement, or maybe a software acquisition or integration.
I see. Well, will the NSR affect the veterans?
Directly or indirectly, the efficiency of the new service request process significantly improves the lives of 5.5 million veterans treated in our 153 VA hospitals.
Wow. Well, how about a question from our studio audience?
Marie, may I submit a new service request?
To learn more about submitting an NSR, we're going to a field hospital with our correspondent, Don Barker. Have a pen and paper ready when we return.
We're often asked, who may submit an NSR? Actually, anybody in the VA system can submit a new service request. However, each request must first be endorsed by an authorized approving authority or senior executive at VA's central office. And if you're not sure how to receive an endorsement, contact the Requirements Analysis and Engineering Management Team, or RAEM. They're ready to help you. Back to you, Veronica.
Thanks, Don. We're back in the studio now, ready to take another question from the audience.
Must every request receive an endorsement before it can move along the pipeline?
Absolutely. And once it receives that endorsement, you're required to submit the authorized request on the NSR database page at, pens ready, vista.med.va.gov/NSRD and click on the new IT request form.
Could you run that by us again?
Certainly. Submit your newly endorsed NSR to vista.med.va.gov/NSRD. NSRD is the acronym for the New Service Request Database.
The gentleman in the front row has a question for Marie.
Is that it? Or what happens next after I've submitted my authorized request online?
You didn't think you'd be through the process already, did you?
Yes, there's more. Your authorized and endorsed NSR is now reviewed by an analyst from RAEM. You'll remember the Requirements Analysis and Engineering Management Group at the ESM office.
Mm-hmm.
They will then assign the request to one of the ESM portfolios.
I see. The gentleman in the third row?
How do they decide which requests will be awarded?
Good question. Once your NSR is placed in the ESM portfolio, and because of the high volume of IT requests, it now goes through the prioritization process by several groups, including the Informatics and Data Management Committee, or IDMC.
Marie, we need to clarify this process for our audience a little bit. So let's go again to our field hospital and learn about prioritization from our correspondent, Don Barker.
Let's talk about prioritization. Your NSR moves to the ESM portfolio and is ready to be prioritized with the other best solutions for VA. First, your NSR is prioritized by the portfolio's Health Information Systems Executive Board, or HISIB. NSRs are then grouped and prioritized by the IDMC.
Thank you, Don. I'm Veronica VA, and we're back in the studio with OHI's expert, Marie Corcoran. So, Marie, what happens after your NSR is prioritized?
Okay. The results of the Informatics and Data Management Committee are now reviewed by groups like the Health Systems Council.
Uh-huh.
They are then forwarded to the National Leadership Board and the Undersecretary for Health for endorsement. Once approved, you're on your way.
Great. Well, thanks for the clarification, Marie. Mm-hmm. I think once we try the NSR process, it'll become much easier. Well, you've been a great audience. Thanks for joining us today on Understanding Your Veterans Affairs for our discussion of the new service request process for IT enhancements, acquisitions, or integration. That website again is vista.med.va.gov/NSRD. And as Marie said, with NSR, you're on your way to a better VA. Thanks so much, Marie.